boys. The old man was awesome today.
Yeah, totally.
I was blocking shots, hitting the boards, and playing some hard nose defense.
Yeah, sure was nice of that brownie troop to let you play in their game, huh?
Oh, Frank. Oh, thank goodness I got here before you ate. I just got the results of our cholesterol test from Dr. Tyler. Yeah. Mine's 160, but yours is 273.
Well, don't worry, honey. A little more junk food and laying around the house, you'll catch right up.
Okay, guys, here you go. Bacon, chili, cheeseburgers all around.
Yeah, buddy. Hey.
Frank, you can't eat this cheeseburger. It's dripping with saturated fat. Come on, Frank. You know, if you're not going to deal with your cholesterol problem, then I will. Come with me. I want to take you to Edna Smith's health food cafe.
Edna Smith, honey, she's a scrawny, pale woman with a hacking cough. If I eat what she eats, I'm going to be dead within the week.
Frank, the doctor says you have to do something about your cholesterol problem.
All right. I'll go to the Sprout joint. But if she starts combing her legs, I'm out of there.
Poor dad having eat lunch at a vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a vegetarian. That was pretty cool. Well, I found out you couldn't eat meat. I shined it right on.
Hey, Codeman, check it out. Those are the sisters that just moved into town last month. Kelly and Kimmy Peterson. I hear their motto is just say yes.
No way. Then they must know Nancy Reagan.
Hey, Bat Wiener. Send a small soda over to Kelly Peterson on me.
JT, the only way you're going to get Kelly Peterson is with some plastic surgery and a breath transplant.
Major Harshen from the Dana Burger, huh?
Show us how much she knows. I hear nobody strikes out with Kelly Peterson. Check this out.
Hey, Kelly, you want to go to the movies with me tonight?
No.
Okay.
Kelly, why'd you say no to him? I don't know. I just thought I'd try something different. Gee, I'd love to go out with that cute one sitting next to him. Any chance you change your mind so we could double? Sure, why not? Saying no wasn't as much fun as I thought it would be.
Don't feel bad, cuz. I mean, every dude strikes out once in a while. But as Alfred Lord Tennyson once said, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have had the Love Jones at all.
JT, I changed my mind.
You did?
Yeah. Do you guys want to go to the movies with us tonight?
Well, I say yes. How about you, cuz?
I say yes. Yes, yes, God, yes.
A little over the top there, hey, brother?
Pass the potatoes, please.
Shut your face and pass the butter.
Hey, he has more butter than me.
Okay, here's another lobster.
Oh, Carol, I'm sorry I'm late. Floyd screwed up at work again today. Put a chimney on a house, doesn't even have a fireplace. Oh, wow, lobster. What's the occasion?
Well, Vern at the fish shack was so happy with the remodel you did, he sent over an entire crate of lobsters for us.
Well, slap a two-pounder and a tub of butter on me and I'm a happy camper. Yeah, what's that?
Frank, you know, shellfish are so high in cholesterol, so I made you a little tofu lobster. Isn't he cutesy? The little claws, the little tail, little eyes.
Tofu? I don't want tofu, honey. I want lobster. They got lobster.
And it's really quite tasty.
Come on, I built the fish shack, I get the lobster.
Frank, before you bite into that, I just want to say one thing. With your cholesterol, eating that lobster is like swallowing a live grenade.
A live grenade drenched in butter.
All right. I won't eat it. But I do wish I had a live grenade.
My favorite part of the flick was when Schwarzenegger ripped that dude's arm off and clubbed the other guys with it. Boy, for me, it was the feel-good movie of the year.
So, what do you guys want to do now?
Hey, I got an idea. How about we take a little drive and check out the view from, I don't know, Suckface Hill?
Oh, I'm sick of Suckface Hill. I was just there last night. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Well, we wouldn't want to break your streak now, would we?
You know, I've got a much more exciting idea.
I don't think anything could be more exciting than Suckface Hill.
Why don't we go back to our house? Our parents are away.
That would be more exciting.
Excuse us for a minute. We'll be right back. See you soon, Codeman.
Yeah, yep, we're in. Touchdown! Tonight of the night.
You know, JT, I was thinking maybe call it a night and head home.
Head home? Why?
Oh, you know, it's getting kind of late, and I still got a lot of welding to do on my mom's birthday present.
Oh, man, the girls are practically begging us for our bods. And I, for one, don't need to be asked twice, especially since I've never been asked once.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to their house, dude.
Cody, what is the problem?
You know, I'm a virgin.
You're a what?
You know, I'm pure, I'm fresh, untainted. I have not boldly gone where other men have gone before.
But this can't be. You're the code man. It's a law of nature. Birds fly, fish swim. The code man is not a virgin.
Yeah, well, I am. And I don't want to get, you know, unvirginized.
What, are you crazy?
Look, this may not make any sense to you. That's cool. But it's something I feel really strongly about. Look, here's the keys to my van. You can do whatever you want, bro. I'm going home.
Another rice cake, Frank?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd love one. They are tasty.
Hey, Kelly, you're all right. Daddy had food in his truck.
Good Lord, what is all that stuff?
We entered the perpetrator's vehicle at approximately 8:34 p.m. We proceeded to search the
vehicle. Just tell her what we found, Cheeseball.
Four bags of corn nuts, 2 dozen donut holes, a case of milk duds, a Boston cream pie, and a canned ham.
A canned ham? Oh, Frank, you're pathetic.
Come on, guys, let's go check his toolbox. He always hides food in there.
Yeah.
Well, don't touch that pepperoni.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, Uncle Frank. Hey, Carol.
Hey, pal. Why the long face?
Oh, I don't know. I think it comes from my mom's side of the family, you know? They all kind of got that Jay Leno thing going on.
Cody, I meant you seem a little down. You want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, I do. But you may not want to hear this, Carol. It's kind of personal.
Oh, no. I mean, you may be Frank's nephew, but I still care about your problems.
Oh, okay, then. It's about my sex life.
Okay. Well, I have to go.
Okay, pal. What's the problem?
JT and I went out to Peterson Sisters tonight. Totally awesome chicks, Uncle Frank. Kimmy Peterson liked me a lot. In fact, she liked me a way lot.
Cody, I'm with you. Kimmy liked you a way lot, but I'm not hearing a problem.
Oh, well, okay. She liked me so much, she wanted to take me back to her house and, do the wild monkey dance.
The Wild Monkey Dance.
I didn't want to do that. I'm saving myself for true love.
Cody, could I back you up here a minute and ask you where JT is right now?
Probably at the Petersons, not saving himself for true love.
That does it. I'm going to the Petersons.
Whoa, what a swell night this has been.
All right, JT. I'm going to ask you a man-to-man question, and I want a very serious answer. Were you doing the wild monkey dance tonight?
Relax, Dad. Nothing happened. Thanks to Code Man, Kimmy was so upset when you ditched her that the girls just went home.
Sorry, cuz.
Hey, sure, no problem. I'll just go upstairs and write not tonight in my diary for the 5,000th time. You know something, Code Man? You're a real wacko.
Now, wait a minute, JT. That's no way to talk to your best friend.
That's okay, Uncle Frank. Maybe he's right. Am I a wacko? Am I from another galaxy? Am I totally out of touch with reality as we know it?
What was that first choice again?
I don't know what to do, you know? I mean, I'm trying to stay totally pure and chaste while these nubile young foxes are throwing themselves at me all the time. Wouldn't it drive you crazy if you had these beautiful, gorgeous, awesome babes like jumping on you night and day saying, take me, take me.
Making me a little crazy just hearing about it.
Totally. Hey, I'm a normal dude. I have urges. I read the swimsuit edition like everybody else. But I'm trying to make a moral decision here. I want to stay pure for the dudette of my dreams.
Well, then do it. I don't mean do it. The monkey thing. I mean, you know what I mean.
Now, I want to stick to what I believe in. But my best friend thinks I'm a wacko. Worst part about it, I'm beginning to wonder if he's right.
Now, listen, Cody, a lot of teenagers think they're ready for sex, but emotionally they're not. Now, I personally think it makes a lot of sense for a guy to wait. But you're the only one who can decide what's right for you.
Yeah, I know, Uncle Frank. I just got to figure out what that is. Thanks.
Give me the ice cream.
It's mine. I found it.
Frank?
Huh? I'm not afraid to use this.
Oh, you're gonna clean that up, mister.
I don't care. It's worth it.
Frank, you gotta get your mind off junk food. Now, I'll tell you what, if you come back to bed, we can play the lucky burglar.
Well, I...
Frank, it's either junk food or me.
This used to be such an easy choice.
Frank.
Okay, you. I choose you.
Oh, good.
Could we put a little whipped cream behind your ear?
Frank.
Chocolate sauce?
No. No.
Oh.
Well, hi, Mom.
Hi, girls. How was work?
Yeah, interesting. Everyone is talking about how Cody ditched Kimmy Peterson.
Yeah? Well, why is that such a hot topic of conversation?
Because it doesn't make any sense. No guy has ever turned down Kimmy Peterson.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Frank told me that Cody's saving himself for true love. Wait a minute. Are you saying that Cody is a virgin? Well, why is that so hard to believe? Because 80% of the guys his age aren't.
80%? 80%? Who are all these boys sleeping with?
I don't know. Local girls, I guess.
How local? I mean, like, local in this town or local in this kitchen?
Mom, relax. I'm still pure, and Karen hasn't done it more than 15 or 20 times.
That is not true. Mom, ask any guy at school. I'm just a tease.
Oh, good girl. Look, Mom, you've talked to us about sex a lot. We get the message. We know you want us to wait.
Well, I'm not trying to force anything on you. It's just my opinion. And you are certainly entitled to your opinion. I just want to make sure that your opinion is my opinion. And I'm so glad it is. Oh, my little angels.
Hey, Cold Man.
Hey, guys.
Here's a band-aid you wanted.
Oh, thanks, bro. Sure.
Look, sorry I called you a wacko. I was really out of line.
That's okay, bro.
No, it's not. It's just that lately my hormones have gone turbo and taken over my brain. That ever happened to you, Cody?
Yeah, all the time, dude.
It's the burden of manhood. You know, but that doesn't mean we can walk around like cavemen saying, hey, cave babe, how about a Bronto burger and a little cave whoopee? Yeah, you know?
I know what you mean. I'm not real proud of the way I've been acting. I'm surprised after last night, Dad hasn't called me into his workshop for one of his little man-to-man chats.
Oh, JT, could I see you for a minute in the workshop?
Well, Cold Man, see you in a couple hours.
Yeah, tough, dude.
Cody?
Oh, hey, Kimmy. How's it going?
Okay, I guess. Can we talk for a second?
Sure. What's up?
I was just wondering why you took off last night. I mean, nobody's ever done that to me before. Don't you like me?
Oh, sure I like you.
Then why didn't you want to go back to my house with me?
You know, I was up half the night trying to figure things out. And then I got up real early this morning and went to the rock quarry. And I just walked around, thinking. And after 4 hours, I came to two major conclusions. Number one, if you're going to be walking around a rock quarry, wear shoes. Number two, I think that a dude and a babe should hang out together, get to know each other, and fall in love and get married, you know, before they, constipate the relationship.
Are you saying we could go out and have fun just going to the movies or talking and not have sex?
Well, yeah.
And you'd still like me?
Sure. Kimmy, you're a pretty righteous babe. Once you get that giggling thing under wraps. You know, this might be kind of personal, but, you might want to give some thought into changing your lifestyle a little bit. Now, this AIDS stuff is really dangerous. I wouldn't want to see anything happen to you.
Wow, Cody, I've never met anyone like you before.
You know, it's weird. I hear that all the time. You want to get something to eat?
Sure, I'm starving.
Come on over to my Uncle Frank's truck. I'll make you a ham sandwich.